This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll trigger toast with a shot of the day. Another round of profile. This Noah Sherlock is on the way. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Joshua. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Big Dummy!
Hey.
Hola.
Joshua, young team sober, team not sober today.
I am perpetually sober, but happy about it.
All right, Joshua, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, for 1 year, you're going to be 5 feet tall, 7 feet tall, be extremely hairy, or completely hairless. That's our men's room poll.
Well, this is why I called in, because I'm actually 6'9", and I wouldn't trade it for the world, so 3 more inches is no big deal.
You're going to take 7 feet. All right.
All right, here's your question. What planets' moons are mostly named after Shakespeare characters?
Neptune.
Come on, Joshua.
Uranus.
You know how this works, man. We say this all.
If I ask you a question about a planet that there's just no freaking way you know the answer more than likely would be Uranus. Right? That's the one we just throw to you.
Well, I know Jupiter's is wide, but I didn't...
I know. No, I hear you. I know. I would ask a different question about Jupiter's moon, but in this case, Uranus. All right. Here is your question. The majority of Yellowstone Park is located in what state?
Yeah, I know that.
People say that a lot, and then they follow that with silence.
Wyoming?
You don't know my anus, but you know Wyoming.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Travis. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Travis.
Hola.
Travis, what team are you playing for?
It's over.
All right, Travis, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Men's room poll, 1 year. Will you be 5 feet tall, 7 feet tall, extremely hairy, or completely hairless?
Hairless
it is.
Oh, yeah.
No one has picked extremely hairy so far.
The hairless Travis. Sounds like something you hunt for in the woods at night.
Not too far from the truth anyway.
So. Well, it's kind of terrifying. All right, here's your question. What is the largest state, population-wise, that does not have a pro sports team?
Marines. No.
Uranus.
Mark me down for Oregon.
No, they've got the Trailblazers.
Right.
Well, how about Connecticut?
Oh, yeah.
Largest
state by population. So a whole lot of people live in the state.
Largest state.
Right, but the state doesn't have any professional sports.
Nevada.
Nope.
Hmm.
There are people in part of the state that will claim a certain city.
Virginia.
That's it. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They'll claim D.C. So they'll take the Skins, they'll take the Nationals, they'll take, well, hell, all the sports, right? But Virginia itself, no professional sports teams. Multiple choice, Dumbo, Mickey Mouse, or Popeye the Sailor Man. Which of these characters was going to be Time Magazine's Man of the Year in 1941? Until Pearl Harbor happened, and they decided to go with FDR.
Let's go with Popeye.
Dumbo. I guess Dumbo, when they released the movie, as I understand it, this was groundbreaking, man, and Dumbo was an insanely popular movie. So much so, the Time Magazine was going to give Dumbo the credit, but then the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, and they went with FDR. Seemed a little inappropriate, maybe. Celebrate Dumbo at the time.
So, hey, Dumbo.
Hey, you know, Dumbo. You got the big-ass ears like his mother.
They all hate elephants. All the women. Got those big ears. Nobody will date a guy with big ears.
Big thingies I got.
Oh, you hate me because I got small ears. Women tell me an elephant dating site. I should die. I got small ears. Shut your trunk.
All right, here's the question. What type of flower produces vanilla?
Orchid.
All right. I had no freaking idea, man.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
That is delicious.
I learned that this morning. So if I just ate an orchid, I'm sure it'd kill me eventually, but would it taste mildly like vanilla when I eat it?
I'm not sure.
And is it a certain type of orchid?
I know there's a difference between the vanillas where you get them based on pollination. So there obviously, it had to be some, you know, it has to be a delicious flower.
What's the one that starts with M? Everyone, like, oh, crap.
Because if you get Mexican vanilla, it tastes completely different than if you get vanilla here, like from a corn.
Isn't it like Madagascar vanilla?
Madagascar vanilla, yeah. Okay. Right.
Oh, that's good vanilla.
Oh, yeah, that's the best.
Yeah. And there's French vanilla, of course.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
France.
Greatest ice cream, yeah.
It's kind of a yellow thing. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Corey. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Corey, sober, not sober?
Not sober.
All right, welcome to the show, Corey. Men's room poll for 1 year. Will you be 5 feet tall, 7 feet tall, be extremely hairy, or completely hairless?
Be cheaper to get drunk, 5 feet tall.
5 feet tall it is. Be cheaper to get drunk.
That's a man who's saving money.
That's right. For 1 year.
All right. I did not know this either, but here's your question. Peaches are just the fuzzy version of what fruit?
Plum.
If you like one, you like the other. One of them genetically grows fuzz, which is peaches. The other one genetically does not.
Apricots.
Nectarines.
Ah.
Okay. Huh.
Believe it or not, a peach is just a fuzzy nectarine. Or as I like to say in my mind, a nectarine is a naked, peach.
I like fuzzy nectarine.
Let me see your nectarine, mama. Well, it used to be peaches. Now we're in the nectarine years of the fall. All right. Your next question. The term pipe dream. That comes from the fantasies that people would have when they smoked tobacco, marijuana, opium, or coca.
I'd probably say opium.
Yeah. Okay. That's well done. Very good.
All right. Remember that, kids. That's where pipe dreams come from. Back when people would smoke opium and come up with all kinds of crazy things.
That's what
things.
The term means.
That is what the term
opium,
means.
Man.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Dean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Dean, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Dean, welcome to the show. Men's room poll. For 1 year, will you be 5 feet tall, 7 feet tall, be extremely hairy, or completely hairless?
I'll go hairless.
All right, hairless.
Hairless Dean. You sound like a guy, and I've never seen you before, but just based on your voice, if I saw you hairless, I just think you'd be terrified. I don't know why that is.
I'd probably look pretty good.
You think so? What do you look like now?
I'm sexy and I know it.
Okay.
Dean.
Tweet it out.
Sexy yeah. Dean. All right. Here's a question. Anything that takes, quote, time, patience, and energy to study and learn shares a name with what martial art? So anything that takes time, patience, and energy to study and learn shares the name with what martial art?
Wow. Taekwondo. Karate.
Karate. Think about it. If I'm juggling, right? And you go, man, you juggle really well. What am I going to say? It's my what?
Discipline.
My kung fu.
Oh.
This is my kung fu.
No.
And when people say this is my kung fu, they're actually telling you the truth. That means I have taken the time, I've had the patience and energy to study and learn what I'm doing.
So if you open up a can of said kung fu, that means you
can
know.
Of knowledge.
All right.
So if you really want to sound down, I'm about to open a can of knowledge on you.
Yeah, a can of whooping.
Can of whooping. Thank you. What is the only nationality mentioned in the song The 12 Days of Christmas?
The only nationality.
Mm-hmm. It's more obvious than you think.
Yeah, probably. American.
Oh, you French. Got it, said French. Yeah.
French.
Three French hens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. Three French hens.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
You know, French hens. All right. What is the only war fought between the United States and Canada?
The only war fought? Wow, you're getting me on a dummy day.
Well, it's called Big Dummies. He called it at the right time. We did this for you.
Yeah.
Or are we just getting you, Dean?
Yeah, you're getting me.
Only war fought between the United States and Canada. It's been a while.
Yeah, Civil War, no.
Thank you for retracting that.
Yeah, no. God, I can't think of it right now.
French and Indian?
War of 1812.
Oh, I didn't know Canada jumped in on that.
No, they jumped in on that. They wanted to reattack our airports. All right, here's your question. What is the easternmost state in the United States?
What is that, Maine?
See, that's what I thought.
Easternmost state in the United States, is it Florida?
Hold on, no.
I'll tell you what it is. It's North Carolina, right?
No.
Is it Alaska?
It's Alaska.
Yeah, because it goes so
back
far
on the other side.
Oh, that's a BS question.
Sorry, man. That's how they do it. So it is the easternmost state.
Oh, yeah. You would do that to me, wouldn't you?
I would do that to you. Specifically, actually, I waited for you to call to even ask that question.
He said it today earlier before the show. I got one question.
My number.
If
Hairless Dean calls, he thinks he's all sexy. Yeah, sexy Dean.
Sexy Hairless Dean? Yeah. Boom. Got a question for him.
Sexy Hairless Dean.
Can't believe that's not the name of a kid's candy.
Dean, you're on question number 5 now.
I really want to see what he looks like.
I'm dying to. All right. The nickname Old Scratch. Old Scratch is the nickname for what biblical character?
Old Scratch.
Old Scratch. He had jock itch.
Old Scratch. I'm not sure what Old Scratch. Give me a hint. Give me some hints.
It's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible. It's beautiful, apparently. Beautiful. Most beautiful of all the angels.
Hello.
Dean, are you there?
Yeah.
Your sexiness.
I can't answer that question.
The devil?
The devil. Satan.
Devil.
Oh, devil. Awesome.
You know, Old Scratch.
Dean, hold on the line. We'll get you next time we play Big Dummy.
Yeah, you just hold there until next week.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get into question 6. You do some reading in the meantime. All right, still to come, the head chef in the house, Ted's Meat and Potatoes. It's all about delicious French fries. We got your birthday email shout-outs coming up next in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Head chef on the way, Ted's Meat and Potatoes and Noah Sherlock. First time for a few emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
I'll jump right into the birthdays, guys. Today is our son Benjamin's very first birthday. We're going to get Slurpees and go to the park. So how about a little kid fish sandwich? Thanks, guys, and rock on.
Fish sandwich!
Please wish my baby of 6, Margaret Marie Joan, a happy 13th birthday. Give her a suck it up cupcake and a little kid fish sandwich and get a free Slurpee.
So suck it up cupcake
fish sandwich!
Am I the only one that just, you know, Slurpee really?
You're an adult. All right. You're an adult.
Okay. I mean, I don't go out for them a ton, but 7-Eleven day, get a Slurpee.
I'm going to get a hot dog.
So those aren't free.
I know, but if I'm going to 7-Eleven, get a hot dog. All of it, y'all. Today's my son, Braden's 20th trip around the sun. He is currently in Fort Leonard Wood going through Marine Corps Military Police School. So give him Leroy Jenkins, A Your Penis Is Too Small, and the Dirty Germans talking about fishing. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Let's do this. Leroy!
Yeah, I like anything where you handle a pole with your hands on a boat.
Yes, you know, I'm very good at fly fishing. It's about rhythm in your wrist.
Yeah, plus you just have to open my fly.
Do you know what else I like about fishing? It reminds me of Sebago Man, Little Worms. Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Robin, you should know that, you know, there we have a list of sound bites people ask for the birthday. Someone is now asking, can we get the shut your mouth sound bites for the birthday from our bagel buddy?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Guys, it is Sarah. Today's my husband Graham's 29th birthday. Great father to our 5-year-old Liam and soon-to-be baby girl Ophelia, who was due at the end of August. It's his last year in his 20s, so can you give him a big old bong rip of your penis is too small and a little kid fish sandwich, guys? Appreciate it.
Babies.
Guys, today's my dirty 30. Spending today at the zoo with my son. Could I get a suck it up cupcake since that's my 5-year-old's favorite thing nowadays? And the dirty German's about talking about going to the zoo. Thanks, guys. That from the lovely Christine.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, I would let your mother explain this to you, but I definitely appreciate the bears in a cage.
Yeah, so when I was kids, we'd go to the zoo to watch animals have sex, especially the monkeys.
Yeah. Look for the monkey wrench.
Yeah, this is not a joke.
Guys, it's my fiance's 31st birthday. He listens to your radio show on the daily, and it truly gets him through his commute home every day. So let's make him laugh, because he deserves it for how much he makes me laugh every day. So can I get a fish sandwich and some turtle sex? Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from Melissa, who doesn't mention what her fiance's name is.
Fish sandwich.
I love old what's-his-face.
That guy.
I think that's his name, dude. Melissa's fiance. Right.
Or what I'm known as.
That is my freaking name, dude.
No, it's Pete, isn't it?
Hello?
No, I'm Melissa's fiancé.
I want to wish my incredible husband, Chase, a very happy birthday. Chase, a wonderful father, a total goofball, being a son of a butcher. May I get a Leroy Jenkins?
Son of a butcher, man.
And Goofy and Mickey telling him how great it is to swing that huge keyblade of his around. Thanks, guys.
I'm sorry, what did she want?
She wants Leroy Jenkins.
Oh, okay.
And then she wants Mickey and Goofy telling him how great it is to swing that huge keyblade all of his all around.
Let's do this, Leroy!
Yeah, I always appreciate someone who can swing their blade around. My only question, is it in a sheath?
What happened over there, Goof?
Well, gosh, that German guy came up and took my microphone.
That's mean to him. But they shouldn't do that to you. And be careful bringing that blade in the park, sucker.
Mick will kick you out for swinging the blade around.
I have underground tunnels full of little mice cops.
Hey, quick side note, kids, if you're listening, true thing, apparently some of the animals at Disneyland or Disney World actually have rabies.
That's true.
That shout out to Chip and Dale, so be careful to give you a hug and Dale foams out the mouth.
Shout out, guys, to my husband, Michael. He's turning 30. Could you please give me your penises too small and some dirty Germans talking about the dirty 30? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I do not understand this dirty 30. If you do it right, it is squirty 30.
Yes, you know, if you want a true dirty 30, it'll cover you in honey and roll you in oats.
Yeah, and then eat you. We are cannibals.
Yeah, we have two horses sitting in the back, and they need a snack.
Guys, I gotta check out the podcast. I'm a truck driver and work nights, so I'll hear this a little bit later on, but I would love to hear some turtle wax with a Mike Hawk is out in the paws. Rock on, bitches. That from Ben.
Mike Hawk is out.
That's good.
Hello, everyone. Today's my birthday. I know no one's going to do this for me. So can I get the dirty Germans commenting about me and Robin Fox saying something in German? That would mean a lot. That from Crazy Carl.
Yeah, I am not sure which Robin Fox you're referring to. Is it Robin Fox we work with or Batman's little side animal?
Yes, I
don't ask.
I assume he's talking about that little animal that rides around with the Batman. You know, when I say it like that, it's almost like I hate the Batman.
Yeah, I call him Splatman.
Yeah.
Guys, I want to wish my beautiful redheaded wife, Melissa, happy birthday. She would love to hear some turtle wax and maybe the dirty Germans, again discussing 7-Eleven Slurpees. Love your dirty German husband, Mikey.
Uh-oh, look out.
Can I
grow up?
Yeah, tonight the sound you will make is a very slurpee, as you enjoyed two blackberries.
Just, you know, this talk of the slurpee is making me a little sad. But I was child, as I said, we can't have that in Germany.
Hello and good day. Will you send a birthday shout-out to my loving husband, Steve Wilhite? How about the dirty Germans? Thanks, guys. Appreciated that from Kimmy.
Yeah, tonight they will call you Steve Willscream.
Yeah, tonight we'll find out if he can fit the whole pickle in there.
Yeah, with mustard lubricant.
Yeah, she knows those big ones in the jar.
Yeah, the classic flassic.
Guys, it's my brother B's 31st trip around the sun today. We grew up listening to you guys love the show. So how about the dirty Germans talking about pumping iron, if you could, please. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that is what I screamed at Robert Downey Jr. when I mounted him.
Yeah, who is this man? Supposed we call him Iron, but yeah, I'm into pumping it.
Guys, today's my husband Daniel's birthday. He's 33 and actually got a little wiser this year, so he would like to hear the old-fashioned fish sandwich to celebrate getting older. That from the lovely wife, Erin.
Fish sandwich.
Guys, the love of my wife, Dave, was born on this day 34 years ago, and he stepped into my chaos of having two kids saying, I don't want kids, but yours are cool. And here we are, with me all swollen and pregnant and him proudly saying there's no one else in the world he would rather look down the barrel of 18 years with than me. He's been a huge fan of you guys since the Buzz days, except the very first episode, which he didn't like. So he would like maybe some dirty Germans talking about how sexy he looks in a Baywatch tank top, please.
Yeah, the thing I like about you most in the Baywatch tank top is your big boobs.
Yeah, everybody looks sexy in that red bathing suit. So One Piece is really coming back. So
yeah.
I applaud you for wearing it, sir.
It accentuates your moves.
Yeah. I hope you wear the classic Uggs with it, like Pamela did.
Yeah, it is the sound I make when I was with Pamela. She would say, Ugg. Yeah,
hello, bitches.
Before that, we called them chugs.
And Wobbin, we would greatly appreciate a shout-out for Rodney on his 53rd trip around the sun. Amazing person with a big heart. So how about giving your penis is too small and the dirty Germans talking about fishing? That would make his day. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, they say it is your heart that's too big. I will stretch out to different parts of you.
Sass is a shame. She was only blessed with a big heart.
And finally, from the emails on the birthdays, guys, my dad and I listen to your show on the way home from work almost every day. He is turning 55, and all he wants is a suck-it-up cupcake, and the dirty Germans talking about being a retired submariner. By the way, as far as the age span, we had a one-year-old today, and we had a 55-year-old, so 54 years in between birthdays there. So he wants a
suck-it-up cupcake!
Germans talking about being a retired submariner.
Yeah, I know you feel bad not being around all the seamen anymore.
Yes. What's you do to get normal excitement anymore? Just lock yourself in a tunnel?
Hi, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Emails here, guys. Spicholas, I've been listening for the past 3 years. Now I am 15 years old. But I've had two least impressive ways I've hurt myself. First, I fell 10 feet out of a tree, and there was a rock below, landed on my left ass cheek, and the whole entire thing was bruised a dark purple for a few weeks. Second, I was walking on my property and felt a sharp object go through my flip-flop.
It's probably a beaver.
And my foot. It was a 6-inch long nail, and it impaled my foot completely. But I only looked down and said, oh, that doesn't look good. Thanks, bitches, for all you guys do. And from Gavin, who's 15. A guy's listening on the podcast, your segment on the least impressive way you've injured yourself. Mine is definitely dumb, so here it goes. I'm running late, therefore in hurry mode, and took off down my stairs, tripped over my 120-pound dog, and tumbled head over heels the entire way, smacked my nose on the doorknob, knocked myself out cold. Next thing I know, I'm in the ambulance with my clothes cut off, and to add insult to injury, one of the medics was a guy I went to high school with.
Oh, nice.
That from Kimberly Ann. Guys, an injury. My friend lifts weights every day. He can regularly bench press about 250 pounds. One day he took his weights outside to enjoy the sun. Later on, he went to take his weights back inside before the rain. I then remembered that he had one weight outside, so he goes to get it. After about 5 minutes, I hear him call my name. I walk out to find out he'd thrown out his back, picking up a 5-pound weight. I still reminded him to be careful with the small one. Said from Jay.
That's what I tell the ladies.
Guys, dumbest way I've injured myself was one of those overcooked McDonald's French fries, the short ones that are kind of crunchy. Got too close to a friend who is a hand stalker, wound up hitting my hand, and the French fry hit my lip and dug in half an inch. All I could do was put my head down and leave, impaled by a McDonald's French fry. Let's see. Here's a doozy. Managed to sever 8 tendons and a bunch of nerves in my left hand when I fell out of my chair onto some glass playing a video game. Ended up on the floor of my hallway yelling for help from my Malaysian roommate who didn't know how 911 works. Kicker is that I got home from the hospital the next day and he had just tossed a few paper towels on the floor to cover that looked like a murder scene for me to clean up with one working hand. I guess I probably deserved that for sucking at video games. And one more. Back in the 90s, I shot myself in the ass after having been robbed in a home invasion. I intelligently made myself a zip gun. Using a short length of pipe and a 12-gauge shotgun shell, having it in my back pocket when I went to the bathroom. When I got done with my business, I stood up, pulled my pants up, and at the same time, the improvised weapon fell out of my pocket and went off, blasting a 12-gauge round point blank into my upper leg, but close enough to the ass to make it very little difference. So he shot himself there in the butt, pretty much. There you go on the emails. All right, still to come, we're going to drink and tell us with his shot of the day, but first, our own Steve the Thrill Hill combs the globe.
No, what? No,
wait a minute, hold on.
The head chef's here,
I'm
dude.
Just, sorry, dude.
I quit. I'm done.
I'm out.
No.
Time for the head
chef. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Sorry, I forgot about you, head chef.
It's all right, I didn't forget about you guys.
My bad.
Have you ever seen a soccer player take a free kick? Sometimes they do this thing with their shorts,
so you're welcome, Miles.
Okay, thank you.
Check her out.
Nice. Yeah.
Got my shorts rolled up in here.
Aren't we lucky?
All right. All right, so I got 26 outrageous french fries.
From around the United States of
from
America.
From around the good old U.S. of A.
So we need a countdown for this.
So there's 26 of them. Pick some.
Six. Number six.
All right, number six. It's a slideshow, so give me a second.
You're going to have to go all the way to number six. All right, okay.
You won't just lie to people.
Oh, you're right.
I mean, like, yeah, nobody knows. How bad are you at this, man?
It's just the numbers for fun.
Right. Oh, what do you know? Number six right here. Not today, it's a slideshow. Hang on. Buffering.
Number six will load after this ad.
All right.
We go to Houston for Vietnamese fries.
Right,
of course you pick that one.
Anytime.
Vietnamese fries.
If I want anything Vietnamese, Houston is the first place I go.
It's got some jalapenos on there,
shredded
maybe?
Pork.
It's got Husan, sriracha, garlic mayo, cilantro, peanuts on top.
Okay. Just like they eat in Vietnam.
For a few bucks more, you can upgrade them to Bangkok style, which means smoked pork shoulder will be added, a yellow curry mayo, and crushed sesame sticks.
Sounds pretty good.
Three, number three.
I mean, I'm going back to it.
Okay.
All right. Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin.
This comes from Indianapolis. Beer battered, black peppered seasoned fries called cracked fries are loaded with potato and cheese pierogies, Wisconsin cheese curds, caramelized onions, bacon, and a sausage gravy.
You said beer battered French fries.
Yes.
Okay.
That's different. It sounds tremendous. I figured Vladimir Putin be like, well, actually it's zucchini, but we tell you they're potatoes.
Vladimir Putin. Sounds very good. These are some, 36 crazy french fries.
26.
Outrageous french fries.
Okay.
Let's go to Los Angeles for the bacon cheeseburger fries. They come to us from a Fat Sal's Deli.
Fat Sal.
Yeah, that's, that's a Turtles restaurant. That is not his real name, but...
Oh, is it the guy who played Turtle on Entourage?
Yeah. And then
he legitimately owns this?
Yeah, he owns Fat Sal's. He lost weight and opened a place called Fat Sal's. Seriously, I'm
Jerry Ferrara?
Yeah, thank you.
Jerry Ferrara.
Yeah. Right. So basically, this place is famous for making over-the-top stuff. Anyhow, their bacon cheeseburger fries are topped with chopped bacon, hamburger patties, two kinds of cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, onions, and a creamy fat sauce.
Fat sauce.
We call that sweat.
Number two.
Fat sauce.
Let's go to Missouri. Basically, this place just puts ice cream on top of your fries.
I don't want that.
I don't want it on top. I would dip it in.
You have to eat it quick before it melts.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just going to make your french fries all soggy and nasty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Number one.
The one we've all been waiting for.
Okay.
Those dirty, dirty fries. Long Beach, Washington. A place called Pickled Fish.
Pickled Fish?
Yeah, pickled fish.
Pickled fish, okay.
Right. Think of a fish in a can.
Have you been to Long Beach, Washington?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
They have an appetizer called Dirty, Dirty, Dirty Fries, as they say, as one dirty wasn't enough. Fried pork belly lies atop these fries, along with garlic, peppercini peppers, goat cheese, and a truffled ketchup.
Okay, I'm in.
I just like saying it. Dirty, Dirty Fries.
Dirty, Dirty Fries. Number eight.
You can
surf and turf fries.
Surf and turf fries.
Let me guess. Shrimp and what? Steak pieces or something?
This comes to us from San Diego. Standard carne asada fries topped with steak, cheese, grilled onions, peppers, guacamole, pico de gallo, and then the additions of shrimp and a spicy chipotle cream.
I mean, basically, we're just coming up with new forms of nachos, but instead of tortilla chips, the fries. Which, frankly,
it's like everything they have for tacos, but they just put it on french fries.
But that's good.
I'm not saying it's bad, yeah.
I just think eventually we're just going to say, hey, Canada, like we're doing our own poutine. Like
you take fries and you put a pizza on top of them. Right. It's like pizza fries. You know what I mean?
I've had pizza fries, right?
You've had pizza fries?
Marinara sauce, mozzarella cheese, and if you want pepperoni, they add it.
Oh,
come on,
yeah.
Man.
Pizza fries are great.
Number four.
You go out for Korean fried chicken, you can get pizza corn. All right, this might be my personal favorite. We go to Philadelphia. These are old bar fries. Plate of fries topped with lump crab meat, decadent lobster butter, and a cheddar fondue made with stout.
That sounds like the best one so far.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the one I got to try.
I think at the end of the day, that's probably going to be your top dog.
And it has sideburn hairs to prove that it's authentic Philly.
As you said, these are outrageous.
Outrageous french fries.
Number two.
Belgian beef poutine.
Man.
Poutine. You put the poutine.
Poutine sounds like something you don't want to do.
You make that dirty.
Yeah, brother.
Sorry.
I think there's some poutine on your bathroom floor.
Man, I'm going out tonight. You know what I'm looking for.
It's a long morning. We get this from Milwaukee, the city of Milwaukee.
Okay.
Yes.
The place is called Vanguard. You can get poutine with beer-braised beef, smoked Gouda. It's some kind of gravy and apples. I can't say the name of the gravy.
Gravy and apples.
Grimbergen?
Did you have a stroke or are you trying to pronounce something? And do we need medical assistance?
Grimbergen? I don't know.
Sure.
Never heard of it myself. Yeah, no idea.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Okay, we've got Noah Sherlock coming up next. We'll drink a toast with the shout of the day. Another round of profile. That's all coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Another round of profile that's on the way. We will drink and toast with a shout of the day. But first, our own Steve the Thrill Hill combs the globe.
Takes it.
Looking for stories with headlines and screams.
Well, no, Sherlock.
Women have just as many sex dreams as men.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No, Sherlock.
I don't know why that shocks anyone. And next headline, Kanye West does not like being called crazy.
No, Sherlock.
Well, what should we call you then? This is one of my favorite headlines ever, but definitely a no as Sherlock moment. Armless basketball player sets his sight on a new sport.
Oh, no, Sherlock.
How is he shooting it?
Again, I'm just going to read the headline. Armless basketball player sets his sight on a new sport.
And he runs the court very well, though.
An ugly dog won this year's ugliest dog contest.
Really? Well, no, Sherlock.
After decades of tanning, freckle on woman's nose turns out to be skin cancer.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No, Sherlock.
Trees change inside as drought persists.
Well, what do you know about that? No, Sherlock.
So do people in droughts.
It's funny how that works. It's weird. Maybe we'll get to that study next. Uruguay legalized marijuana and the crime rate has plummeted.
No, Sherlock.
Study says You're going to keep aging until you die.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No s***, Sherlock.
Don't give me the look. This is, look, these are headlines from the lab. This is fresh off the presses. So if you thought you knew this 2 weeks ago, you're wrong. It was not proven until just last week that, in fact, until you die, you'll keep aging. A fall can cause injury.
No s***, Sherlock.
That's like the fourth leading cause of death, isn't it?
And again, what, falling? Yeah, I mean, it ranks way up there. But, Miles, again, don't make assumptions. They just figured this out in the last week. Housing and transportation must keep up with growing population.
No s***, Sherlock.
James Bond is a raging alcoholic.
Oh, no s***, Sherlock.
Okay.
And he's dead wrong. You shouldn't shake a martini.
You know, I've read that a lot. Apparently, that's a very singular thing that he likes. Most bartenders are like, that is not what we want to do. And stop asking for it just because James Bond wants it that way. But yeah, researchers, they went through all of his movies, saw how many drinks he had, etc., and they determined he's an alcoholic. It could snow in Texas if it gets cold enough.
Really? Well, no, Sherlock.
It was 5 feet of hail in Mexico. So.
Consumers moving toward online shopping.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No s***, Sherlock.
I think that's why Amazon does so well.
I didn't know they did well.
I didn't realize. Yeah, I had no idea.
They're doing okay?
And it says, new documents show that Facebook has never deserved your trust.
Well, no s***, Sherlock.
Thank you, Steve Wobbin. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 31-year-old Erica Cole of Bremen, Alabama. All right, this past weekend, it's a Saturday night, she and her husband Nicholas, they're driving, and then they get into a road rage incident. The problem is we don't know exactly what happened, but we do know that Erica and her husband, they ended up pulling up in front of a house. I don't think it was their house. The other driver pulled in front of that house, and they all agreed to get out of the car to keep this fight going. Again, we don't know what led to the road rage, but it was understood. We're going to pull over. We're going to fight. Well, things started escalating, and that's when Erica, that's right, she pulled out her gun because she's more than willing to shoot the other driver. And sure enough, she popped off a shot. The bad news for her is that she accidentally shot her husband in the head instead of the other. Oh, yeah. They're out there fighting. She's not a good shot. She just owns a gun. Shot her husband in the head. Believe it or not, he survived. He's currently in the hospital in stable condition. But for Erica, she was arrested for attempted murder, assault, and reckless endangerment.
Damn.
Ooh. So think about it. I don't know what happened, but right. They pull over because they're going to get into it because, you know, that's what happens to people in their cars. Pulls out the gun, fires this thing, and just drops her husband immediately.
That's the end of the fight right there.
Oh, you know, the fight did end. The other guy's like, hey, you know what? I think he's had enough.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I feel like the anniversary is going to be odd now.
It's going to be really, really bad.
I don't think they're going to be together anymore.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
Man, you're with the person you need to be with. If you and your wife are like, yeah, baby, let's pull over and physically get in a fight as grown adults with someone else in their car.
It's more than a flesh wound.
It's more than a flesh wound, but I'm saying they are made for each other. Hey, we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
Let's get a contestant live for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-ORLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.